This episode of Ask the 8-Ball Podcast is brought to you by Lola's Fine Hot Sauce.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I'm listening to my daddy and Cody.
That lady walked up, she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, how old are you?
She just turned 15.
Yeah, you're right.
She gave you old devil horns.
She goes, yeah, she goes.
I'm like, as the camera's facing us and not her. Right.
I'm like, you know, Kiss hasn't played a tour in like 20 years, right?
This is her big night out.
Right.
They're on their way to the Journey concert.
Yeah.
Probably.
Honestly. Which I didn't even know they were in town until I saw like someone post something about it. Like,
them
oh,
and
shit.
Toto, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea until Tiff's parents said they were going.
And Tiff's parents are in their 60s and 70s.
So. Yeah, love Journey. Journey doesn't have the same lead singer anymore.
They don't?
No, Steve Perry hasn't been there since like the 90s, I feel like. It's been like just an Asian guy.
The Filipino guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good, though. He's good.
He is very good. I saw him at the fair one year. Free tickets.
I mean, if you've been around for 50 years, you're probably not going to have all the same band. They've all probably died off at some point.
Well, I mean, the lead singer is usually the main guy in the band. Like,
yeah.
You don't play Motley Crue without Vince Neil and Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
You know. But whatever. 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, Cody?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. What's new?
I don't know, man. Let's ask the 8-Ball.
This is welcome back, guys. Episode 101.
Right?
101. Yeah. We got a very funny guy on here, one of Des Moines' best comedians, Justin Bulver.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate being on.
What a nice intro. That's a good intro.
I'm not usually nice to people like that, but
that's
true. Justin's such a nice guy. Got to be.
Thank you.
Justin was the host for our last bed show.
I was. That was a fun show. Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. Me and the 7 other people, we were there. Hey, but we had fun.
It wasn't my most sold-out show, but...
Hey, it worked.
Hey, went to a good cause and made some money, and it was a good time, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
For sure.
You know, for those who don't know Justin, what do we need to know about Justin?
I'm just a regular guy. I am a comedian. I'm kind of a weird guy, but in a way that's playful. I am 31. I grew up around Des Moines, so I know it pretty well. I don't know. Not a lot you need to know about me.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Southeast Polk.
Oh, God. One of them, huh?
Oh, no.
Hey, Southeast Polk's all right.
Yeah, Southeast Polk's good.
What got you into comedy?
Well, I was always sort of intrigued by it. I had a theater background.
Okay.
So I was involved in theater and plays even when I was in high school, even before then. And I was getting good roles. Like, I was the lead in... play in college. I was trying out for some plays here in town. I was getting like called back, but I wasn't getting cast. But I really wanted to kind of stand up more comedy stuff. I watched a few open mics, and then in January of 2014, I just told myself, well, if I don't do this, I'm not going to do it. And so I just tried it. I really liked the immediacy of it. I liked being able to have the control of what I was doing, and I kept pursuing it, kept growing with it, and was able to be part of the scene and really grow and do more and more, which I liked.
So you've been doing it for almost 10 years now.
Almost, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Where were you trying to do theater at, like Des Moines Playhouse or?
Yeah,
school,
I auditioned for plays there, different places. Mostly just in school, in college, high school. But even, like, before, like, just, like, even, like, elementary school, we had, like, a school play doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was always kind of the kid who was doing, like, weird theatrical stuff like that. Like, I would take, like, theater workshops to the playhouse or whatever. In school, when we would have projects, I was the kid who would be, like... You can either write a report or do something else. I was the kid who would like one for like one chemistry class. I did like a late night talk show
for chemistry.
Yeah, I was like that kid. So I was kind of weird.
What is the audition process like for theater?
It depends. Sometimes you'll just do like a monologue that they give you. Most of the time for the like local theater stuff that I would do, it was like, okay, you're just reading these pieces of the play or the production, and you're reading for these characters. Maybe you're reading just for a different character, but then they kind of fit you into that. So you're basically okay. just reading lines.
So it's just you up on stage, or you work with somebody else?
It depends. Sometimes it's just you if it's like a monologue type situation.
Okay.
Or it's like a certain scene you're reading like a speech that a character might give, or mostly it's just like some dialogue between you and a couple other characters. You're just okay. going through a scene, and they're looking for, okay, the basics of, can you read? Like, do you have this basic talent? And also, like, how do you interact with the character overall? How do you interact with your scene partners? Things like that.
Okay.
I've had auditions where, like, in college, my theater director would be like, okay, walk, but, like, walk like a cat.
Walk like a cat?
Just to sort of, like, embody
you're
that.
Just kind of prancing, like, drape to drape kind of thing?
That's very, like, college, like, avant-garde, like, classical type theater. It's weird to say those two words in the same sentence, but there's some of that weird theaterness to it, which is
okay.
Strange to most people.
I've noticed a lot of comedians did some theater in high school or college or something like that, and I've just never, I don't know, I'm not a big, I never wanted to act, and never wanted to, just never something that struck me, but it seems like a lot of comedians get started doing something like that.
I act like your friend every day, so I feel like I'm a natural.
Well, you get paid to, so.
Yeah, I'm a natural.
Yeah.
Cody, you a big play guy?
I would like to go to some. I've only been to one ever, maybe two.
Okay.
I went to Cats when I was like 3 or 4. Barely remember it, but.
Do you remember how the cats pranced?
No, I don't, but I remember they came down the aisles of the theater where we were sitting.
Right.
And then we got to go like background afterwards and see like all the tricks and stuff they were doing. Right. It was kind of cool. So but
ultimately, with your theater background and you doing stand-up, do you have an end game? Like you want to be going on stand-up, or you'd like to get back into theater maybe? Like more of a funny type theater?
Oh, I think stand-up's more fun, and it's a better fit for me. So I like to keep doing that stuff. I still love like acting. I just think stand-up's more fun.
Right.
And there's more you can do with it.
A little more controlled on your end.
Yeah.
Give you a bigger high, kind of a bigger, like adrenaline rush to do stand up then, or theater, or
I don't know if I'd say rush, but I just think there's it's a closer fit to what I have the most fun with, where you can kind of write something that day and try it out.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
What's the most amount of time you've done it for a set?
Oh, I've done like 45.
Holy cow.
That's a long
when
time.
When I headlined and...
Like, we were talking about this earlier. I was talking to Darius Day, and I'm like, dude, how do you... Because he said he's only done, like, I think it was 30. Like, how do you get to an hour-long set? 45 minutes, that's awesome. That's a long time.
I think you just sort of build off it. You kind of get used to it. I think there's some certain leaps that you can sort of take, and the leaps for me were at like 20 minutes. After your first 20, there's a point where I'm like, oh no. And so you have to kind of settle back in and you kind of feel your own rhythm. But I think everyone's different. Everyone kind of has their own way that they get to it. Some people are really naturals when it comes with speaking or generating material, so for them just being able to kind of go off the cuff, off the flow in an extemporaneous way isn't really difficult. For me, I'm more of a joke writer, so for me to generate material is a little more difficult. Some people are just like, they just love crowd work, that they really flow off that interaction, and so if they're in the right crowd, they can just go forever and ever. A while back, it was cool for comedians to like see how long they could go for sets. So I think Dane Cook had like a 4-hour set.
Holy shit.
And that was when like Dave Chappelle was like still in hiding, you know? And I think there was one time where like he like came out of hiding to do like a 5-hour set.
Yeah, just to one up him.
Yeah. And then Dane Cook did like a 6-hour set. So then Dave Chappelle did like a 7-hour set or something.
That's a long time to sit and listen.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it was something like there was like an era there, post Chappelle show, where like that was like a thing.
I will say this again, Dane Cook I enjoy his movies. They're fine. And I think maybe laughed at some of his jokes when he, but he's just too extra for me. I don't think he's funny.
I think when he first came out and he had like the Sufi or Sufi or whatever it was, we did like, you know, the super finger and all that and all that. He was super funny. And then he kind of just tapered hard down quick. But he came out hard and fast and just blew up. So, I mean, you got to respect the guy for taking over like he did, but he just went down hard.
Yeah, he.
Yeah, there's always, and it depends. It depends on your age, I think. There's a definite group of, there's a certain group of millennials that still love him. And I think whenever you have a sort of meteoric rise, it's almost natural to have a sort of a sophomore slump or a sort of fall down.
Right.
I remember first encountering him, like a friend was like, "Hey, I've got this on CD. You've got to listen to this." Because that's what it was. I think like it was like that Burger King drive-through bit. It was really good, and so he was just poised to kind of blow up. I'm not a Dane Cook hater like a lot of people are, especially after he first blew up. There were a lot of Dane Cook haters, but he's not my favorite. As I've gotten older, I respect people who have achieved a level of success, even if they're not my favorite, or they don't really click with me, because of the dedication it takes.
Kind of dating ourselves talking about CDs. I don't think I have anything that plays a CD anymore.
My PlayStation. Play a CD. That's about it.
I don't know if I have any. I have to see if I have some CDs somewhere. I got some
my
DVDs.
My laptop. I can't put a CD in.
Do you have anything that plays a CD anymore?
I think my car technically still can play CDs.
Okay. Do you have the Dane Cook CD still?
No, I don't think I ever had it.
Was that like the half Terminator face? That one?
Is that the one that...
I think so.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not a Dane Cook fan, really. I've watched his, like, special... Like the... What was it? Like the Fist special or something like that?
The Madison Square Garden one, where he's in the round.
Yeah.
And the sheet. I think it was like 06 or whatever. That was, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, but that was, like... That was like its peak. It was huge, and I think that some of the hating comes from overexposure. Yeah. I think after a certain point, you get so big that
people hate on you.
It becomes cool to hate on you.
Yeah, like Nickelback.
Because it's contrarian.
I was just
gonna
say that Nickelback. Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Nickelback's cool again.
Yeah,
is it cool again?
Yeah, people love Nickelback again.
It sort of comes around.
Yeah.
I think Keanu Reeves was like that for a long time, to where he was considered to be a bad actor, which I never thought was really true. And then John Wick came out, and so people made memes about him, and they were like, "Oh, we can love him."
Yeah.
And so I think that's it's good for people to have that redemption.
I must have started at the part where they're hating me. I'm just waiting for that 36 year spin for them to come around and like me again.
You're getting there.
It
36 more years, and they're gonna love you, man.
It happens.
You'll be good.
All right, should we go? Going to our fake sponsor of the week?
Yeah, well, and our real sponsors, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can decipher which is which, but we'll also talk about a big thanks to Koa Cantina for letting us record in their beautiful bar tonight.
Yeah.
You can't hear how it's pumping in there right now, but it's pumping.
Yeah.
It's
Tuesday
a party
night,
every day of the week.
It's partying, man.
It's party every day of the week.
They also have a new location in Iowa City.
Yeah.
In that area, check them out.
They're at Wells Fargo Arena, too.
Yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
They got DJs every weekend. They got music bingo throughout the week, trivia throughout the week, and
they got
the best margaritas in town.
They got good drinks and good food.
Yeah, great staff. Check them out. Basically East 5th and Grand.
Yeah, 425 East Grand. Yeah,
yeah,
right across the street from Bellhop.
Yep.
So
check them out. And here's a word from our fake sponsor and also our real sponsor, Lola's. And we'll be back in just a minute. Omega Mart.
This week at Omega Mart. Power Wings Multi-Purpose Formula. Buy one, get that one. Butter-scented air freshener, now 79 cents off. Plus, for a limited time, get your free set of Collector's Edition sliced meats. Salami, mortadella, and behind the meat case. All your old favorites.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce,
a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code AskTheEightBall for 10% off your purchase.
I gotta at least listen to the whole thing. But like, Kill Tony is like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, they're a lot funnier than we are.
Well, true. Well, then you are. Allegedly. Then you are. Have you heard of the Kill Tony podcast?
Yeah.
I think that would be so cool, but it'd be so hard just to do 1 minute and be funny. You know what I mean?
Joan was on it.
Joe Rogan?
No, Joan De La Rosa Doyle. She was on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
She got like it was going up.
Did she get roast pretty good, or did she kill it?
I don't know exactly. I have to ask her.
That's cool. The TikTok clips from that show are fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So when you get solid like 1 minute content and hit it, that's.
I love roast. So I love how after they're just roasting them, sometimes the comedians will come back and roast them back too, yeah. Which is funny.
Al-Amin was on it.
Really?
Or he was on one of the shows when they were like in. Yeah, he was on it. And he roasted Donnell Rawlings and like kind of. Donnell Rawlings was like a thing. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't know Al-Amin was on it.
Yeah.
How does that. I don't know how it works. Do you have to just show up and put your name in a bucket kind of thing or what?
I think so. Okay. I think. I'm not 100%.
Gotcha.
Big thank you to our fake sponsor of the week. Also, our real sponsors, Lola's Fine Hot Sauces, available all across America and the world, really. Lola'sFineHotSauce.com and at your favorite grocery store or hardware store.
They're in everywhere. They're in Lowe's. They're in Casey's. Yeah. Come and go.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
Also, big thanks to Koa Cantina in the East Village in Des Moines at East 5th and Grand for having us. Beautiful spot, beautiful bar, great food. These guys just got tacos, so it's going to be a good night.
Looking forward to them. Yeah.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, yep. Yeah.
So let's kick off segment two here with the little thing we like to call the Blitz.
Okay.
Hot, hike!
It's a Blitz. Yeah, it's a Blitz.
Let's do it.
Are you familiar with the Blitz?
Blitz me.
Blitz, I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. Six questions? 7 questions, I don't know.
You need to go to Roosevelt. It's hard for you to count that.
I've been in class all day doing numbers.
Yeah.
Blind. I'll ask you first. I'll ask Cody. We'll ask all the questions. You rapid fire answers. Then I'll compare answers. Winner gets the respect.
Hey, 101. I'm going to try to win my first one.
Yeah, Cody lost the first 100. So let's see if 101 Cody can take over. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Justin, question one. If you could go back in time and change one thing from history, what would it be?
Oh, probably that one time in third grade when I pissed my pants.
Okay, we got to hear more about this.
We'll get into it with the
end. Yeah, once we get the end.
Question two. Who is your doppelganger?
Oh, probably like if Tobey Maguire fucked Elijah Wood.
That's a fantastic answer.
That's a good answer.
Question three. What's the best Broadway style play? In your personal opinion.
Go like Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening? Okay.
That's a musical, but.
Question four. According to Urban Dictionary, what is a Mississippi birdbath?
It's got to be where. I can cuss up here, right?
Absolutely.
It's got to be where, like, a girl who's super wet, you shit on her pussy, and then you fuck her.
What?
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Could be. Mississippi birdbath, Cody. Hey. Could be. Question five. What is the last new thing you learned?
I learned that in the 19th century, they had people that would wake people up called knocker-uppers because they didn't have alarm clocks. So these dudes had to get to their factory shift, and so they would have these long metal rods. They would tap on the door, the glass of their windows.
I just learned that
now. I didn't know that, actually.
Two more. Question six. What is your guilty pleasure restaurant?
Probably Taco John's.
Love it. And last question. Best comedian currently?
Oh, that's tough. Go Dave Attell.
Dave Attell.
Give it to him.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
Cody, your blitz. You ready?
Let's do it.
Question one. If you could go back in time and change one thing from history, what would it be?
You being born.
Bad answer. You're not getting that point. Question two. Cody, who is your doppelganger?
I get this a lot. I think there's might be a doppelganger in Des Moines, but I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Clearly, they overserve people here at Cody. Question three. Cody, what is the best Broadway-style play?
I honestly don't know. I'm going to say The Lion King.
Okay. Question four. According to Urban Dictionary, what is a Mississippi birdbath?
It's got to involve your cousin also being your sister at some point. I think it's when you live in a trailer and it starts raining through the roof and you're having sex with your sister or cousin.
Oh, it's very descriptive. Okay. Question five. What is the last new thing you learned?
I learned this week at my new job what LTL, what the difference between LTL and truckload is.
Okay. Cody, what is your guilty pleasure restaurant?
Man, I think I'm going to go with Perkins.
Okay. And question seven, last question. Who is the best comedian currently?
My boy Matt Rife.
He's such a kiss ass. Such a kiss ass. All right, let's go over the answers. Question one, if you go back in time and change one thing from history, what would it be? Justin didn't want to pee his pants in third grade.
What happened in third grade?
I pissed my pants.
just couldn't hold it any longer or what?
I couldn't hold it.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Teacher wouldn't let you go or what?
Better answer, Cody. Yours, bad answer. 1 point for Justin.
Had to say it.
Question two, who is your doppelganger? Yours was Elijah Wood mixed with
Tobey Maguire.
Great
that's,
answer.
That's a great answer, actually.
You said Ryan Reynolds, bold-faced lie. Cody, you're down 2-0. Question three, best Broadway-style play? Yours was the musical...
Spring Awakening,
and you said Lion King.
Yeah.
I have tickets to the Lion King here.
Do you really?
Week.
It's yeah. Coming to Des Moines. I want to go.
And I've never seen Spring Awakening. So, Dio, I'm going to give you a point.
Yes.
Just so
don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. 2-1. Urban Dictionary, Mississippi bird bath. Cody, you said when your ceiling leaks in, you're having sex with your sister cousin.
Yeah.
And you said when a girl's wet, and you poop on her and have sex with her. Essentially.
Technically, that's. Yeah, I did say that.
Essentially. The correct answer. According to Urban Dictionary, is filling a Southern girl's mouth with Kool-Aid, making her get on her knees with her mouth open while you dip your balls in it.
Okay.
Used in a sentence, my balls were super hot last night, so my girl gave me a Mississippi bird bath.
Why is it got to be okay. Kool-Aid?
I don't know. That's just what it said in Urban Dictionary. Like I said,
okay.
I your answer was good. He talked about being wet.
I talked about getting wet from rain.
Justin gets the point, man. I'm sorry. His answer was better. It's a better answer. Last new thing you learned. I don't know what the hell you said. Something about trucking.
Some logistics, yeah. There
and we learned about people waking people
knock
up.
Door knockers, yeah.
Yeah. What was the term you used for them?
Knocker-upper? I think that's right.
Knocker-upper is a great term.
I don't remember the term, I guess, but
I'm not a historian.
Yeah, I know the story about them knocking on the windows to wake people up in the morning. I knew that, but...
Guilty pleasure restaurant. Now, I asked this because the other morning I was driving down Westtown at, like, 10:45 in the morning, and there was, like, 6 or 7 people lined up outside of Red Lobster to get in.
Weird.
Really?
And it was, like, a Tuesday, and I'm like... It was Monday.
At 10:45 in the morning?
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell are people lined up at Red Lobster at 10:45 in the morning for? Like, they want the freshest cheddar biscuits? I don't know. But you said Taco John's, and you said Perkins.
Yeah.
Cody, I'm going to give you a point.
Yes.
I feel like Perkins is hated on more than Taco John's. Taco John's isn't that guilty. Like, it's good.
I want to know what's going on. When was the last time you've been to Red Lobster?
You mean Lobster Fest?
Have you been
Shrimp
to
Week?
Red Lobster?
It's been a long time.
I'm just kidding. I probably haven't been there in 4 or 5 years.
I think it's been like 2008 when they had bottomless popcorn shrimp.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Those Cheddar Bay biscuits, fire.
Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Cheddar. That's what they're called, Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And last question, best comedian currently. You were a kiss-ass answer with Matt Rife. Yeah, Cody, we get it.
That's a nice hat.
Thank you. I like it.
I actually have Matt Rife's hoodie on, so I can't say a lot.
I was going to say.
Dave Attell is fucking hilarious.
You know, we were talking
about. And I will tell you, I'm very upset that he canceled his show at Hoyt
the
Sherman.
Bumping Mics.
It was supposed to be him and Jeff
Ross. They had it like canceled twice because of COVID.
Yeah, and they finally reimbursed everyone's money because they kept rescheduling. Yeah. And finally just paid it back.
Did they cancel it two or three times, right?
Correct. And then they finally just didn't reschedule it, which sucks.
I was excited for that because
Well, the point goes to you for Dave Attell. Better answer. Cody, you lose. I'm sorry. You got two out of seven.
Hey.
Not bad.
Hey, I'm climbing the rope. I'm getting
but
there.
Did you ever watch back in the day Insomniac with Dave Attell?
Not really when it was out, but I've explored some of it like after the fact, like seen some clips and stuff. And it's cool. It's like it's a cool idea. I like how it shows his actual stand-up.
Yeah. And it films him at the bar with drunk people.
See,
and
I was the same way. I think I watched it when I was a kid, but I didn't understand it. Yeah. And now as an adult, like just like Seinfeld. Like Seinfeld is absolutely hilarious.
Seinfeld?
But I didn't understand it as a kid. The jokes were going over my head.
Oh, Duh. Yeah. The TV show, not the stand-up.
No, stand-up's not good.
Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up's awful.
Yeah. But the TV show is great.
Fantastic show. Dave Attell did a bit back in the day. It was one of the first bits I remember from watching, other than Eddie Murphy. But he did a bit about never trust a pirate with two legs. And then he like talked about the same pirate had one tooth and asked him to start his apple for him.
I see.
Because he just kept poking holes in it and couldn't get it started.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how the whole bit went, but I remember laughing hysterically. I'm like, this Dave Attell guy, he's going places. Little did I know at the time, he was already a big name.
Yeah. I love roasts, and I love like bumping mics. What do you have a favorite kind of humor?
I like really, really hard punchlines. I love the classic setup punchline. Just I like jokey jokes.
Yeah.
I think I have a higher tolerance for the multicam sitcom than a lot of people my age. Just because it's like that classic written setup punch, I really enjoy that. I don't think in terms of content, I have a very particular thing. Anything that's funny will make me laugh. There's nothing like whether it's clean, whether it's blue, like whether you can have. I like really dark humor. I like things that are really playful. I like dirty stuff, what observational stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think I like the jokey stuff more of that as opposed to like storytelling. Though I do love like really great storytellers. Ali Sadiq, I think, is phenomenal storyteller.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite kind, Marshall?
Of comedy?
Yeah.
I'm a big crowd work guy.
Crowd work,
I think crowd work's hilarious. It's because I feel like a lot of that. I mean, obviously, everyone has jokes holstered, like, ready for that, but it just seems a lot more off the cuff than just
it's a never the joke. Same show yeah, ever, so yeah.
I like that. But also, I mean, I like hard punchlines, too, you know, like, come in. I don't necessarily like sitcoms that much, but
I love sitcoms, I guess, but
like, if it makes me laugh, I'm good with it. Because there's so many different kinds of humor, and I'm not just like, oh, if it's not dry humor, I'm not about it.
Yeah. Know? Storytelling's great, especially like it leads you on this long road, and then all of a sudden it just hits you with a joke, and I'm like, "Oh fuck, that's good."
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I know you hate Kevin Hart.
His movies
Kevin
are
Hart's
good.
He's a good storyteller when he's doing stand-up.
Yeah, it's just
because I think he wraps it back around.
He does a lot of good.
I think Kevin Hart's a guy that blew up big, so people hate on him.
He's very similar to Dane Cook. I feel like he like and his movies are great. I think his movies he's great in his movies. I'm just not a fan of his comedy anymore. Like
that's
back
fair.
When it first came out, I thought he was funny, but now I'm just over it, I guess.
That's fair. Well, that wraps us up, guys.
That's it?
That's
already?
It, yeah.
All right.
Well, look, we could even want more.
Yeah, there you go.
If people want some more Justin, where do they go find more Justin?
They can see me all around. I'm usually at Teehee's doing shows randomly or the open mics. But they
you
can
got
hit me up on Facebook.
You got some shows coming up, you said, right?
We've got a Big Grove show. They're going to do a Big Grove show, Iowa City, and then Big Grove show in Des Moines. So those are April 6th and May 24th. Those will be fun. Those will be fun.
The Iowa City, April 6th and Des Moines.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Big Grove's beautiful. That would be nice because the weather would be nice out.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful building.
What about, you don't have to, do you have social media, you want anybody to follow you on or anything like that?
They can just hit me up on Facebook.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Check them out. Big thanks to Koa Cantina for having us. Big thanks to Lola's for, sticking
with us
through 101 episodes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. And, thanks to Cody King. He opened for Matt Rife, if you didn't know.
He opened for Matt Rife.
It was kind of cool, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Turns out persistence pays.
You're not wrong.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Alec is...